Good morning, Olivia Tian.
Hello, Mick. How are you?
Good. What's a sex educator?
A sex educator is somebody who helps people understand their body and I suppose how they maybe want to communicate in their relationships and how to be safe and enjoy themselves.
So you work with adults then through sex education and therapy work, is it?
Yes. Yeah. So I do workshops. I do educational workshops. And then I'm also doing a therapy service. It's a psychotherapy service in the Sexual Health Centre in Cork a couple of days a month.
All right. OK. And you want to bring a fresh approach to modern dating.
You're
launching Good Date Club.
Good Date Club. That's it. Exactly. So, yeah, it's a daytime event. It's happening this Sunday for the first time ever. And it's a type of speed dating event, really. But I suppose it's a bit more of a relaxed environment, you know, a little bit less pressure. There'll be conversation prompts for people. I'll obviously be facilitating as well. There'll be a few tunes and we're doing it in Crawford & Co. this Sunday.
OK. And what will it involve? It's people will be invited to come along. I'm just wondering what the prompts will be, what the setup will be. Is everybody going to be, you know, they all know they're there for a reason, to meet somebody else or chat to somebody else. Will they be on edge, that kind of thing?
Well, it's for people in their 30s. So the first event is just for people in their 30s. It's a mix of straight and LGBTQ dating categories. So you sign up saying, you know, I'm a man looking to date a woman, or I'm a woman looking to date a woman, whatever it is. And then when you come in, you know, people will be seated and all the rest of it, like a typical speed dating event. I'll probably do as I do in lots of the workshops. Like even when I'm working with young people as well, I do this, you know, you give everyone a piece of paper. They can write an anonymous question about dating or relationship. And I might be able to give some of my insights on some of those questions. I might also put it to the attendees, maybe that this is one of the topics that they'll be talking about during their date. So it won't be, you know, really, really like rigid or anything like that. If people don't want to take the prompts, that's fine. But I suppose the idea of is that people do get in, they get to chat to whoever has signed up for their category. And if they do need a little bit of a help with starting the conversation, they can. Because I guess people get nervous as well when they're trying to make a first impression, you know.
Okay, so I'm trying to visualise it. Is it Joe and Mary, or Joe and Joe, or Mary and Mary, sitting across from each other at a desk? And asking questions, striking up conversation on a time limit, and then you find out if you want to go any further.
Yes. Now, a desk is making me think that it's like they're inside in the office. They'll be inside in the pub. But yeah, that's it exactly. So they'll just have a few minutes with each person. And depending on how many we have there, you might get a second go with each person. We'll see how we get on Sunday. But yeah, that's the idea, that they'll just have a few minutes with each person and they'll know the timer is on. This is how long you're going to be chatting and introducing yourself for.
Okay. If you work in sex education and work in therapy, you must have heard, or you must have come across a lot of people with disastrous dating stories, or people who've been trying the traditional online apps, you know, getting stood up, getting harassed, getting ghosted, maybe even getting, you know, getting verbal abuse or text abuse. You know, people really get worried about connecting properly with like-minded people. And that's what every dating agency or every dating app or online resource tries to do. They always try to sell you, tired of this? Come to us. What makes you different?
Well, I suppose, like, I do hear that from a lot of people. And, I think the apps have their place as well in terms of, like, they can get a conversation started. And I know people sometimes do find them useful in terms of just that part of it, getting the initial fear of how do you start the conversation kind of over with. But you can get stuck in a cycle of using the apps, for sure. And I suppose what I'm hoping is that even if somebody comes to Good Date Club and they don't leave with, like, thinking that they definitely have a mutual match at that event, that they have been able to have a bit of crack, you know, and that they've been able to also get some insights from me. You know, I am working every day with people who are talking about, you know, their own insecurities about dating or about sex. And that's something that I'm able to help with too, you know, so that kind of context will be there. And I thought doing it kind of as an afternoon event, there's a little bit less pressure. People will still get their free drinks tokens if they're feeling like having a bit of fun on the Sunday. But, you know, the evening is still their own as well if it doesn't go their way. So you're not signing off the whole night to it either.
OK, what's the cost and ticketing procedure?
Yeah, so it's €20 with the promo code, which is all on the website. My own website and Instagram is SX Sláinte. So it's towards SX Sláinte, and people can just go onto the website or Instagram and they'll find it there. And we're kind of doing a bit of an urgent appeal for the lads at the moment, because I have
always
loads of women signed
this
up.
Always happens, Olivia.
Yes, I didn't realise, Mick, but sure, I'll know now for the next time. So any lads in their 30s, We need you on Sunday, and bookings are going to be closing in 48 hours. So I want to get the lads signed up, because I'm not going to leave any of the girls hanging. So I'll only go ahead if we get enough of the lads in, and we'll see how we get on.
Okay, this Sunday, 28th, Crawford & Co., 4 p.m, mm-hmm. €20. You mm-hmm. get a free drinks voucher as well with that, do you? Open to straight and LGBTQ plus participants.
Yep.
So everybody really is welcome. All right, Olivia mm-hmm. Tien, and
you
it's SX Sláinte online, is it?
That's it, exactly. Thanks, Mick.
Thanks a million.
Nice one.
Thanks, Olivia. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Now, I want to give away a summer pass to the West Cork Railway Village. It's one of Ireland's only model villages to have such highly rated family heritage attraction points, and it's located in Clonakilty, County Cork. Now, you may have visited this previously, but it's growing and growing. In appeal and in size, it features an intricate handcrafted replica of the historic West Cork railway line and the local towns it served during the 1940s. Also, visitors can now pilot remote controlled boats in a mini model Kinsale Harbour. You can operate mini diggers and you can follow seasonal treasure trails. And there's also a popular 30-minute audio guided tour aboard the full-sized choo-choo road train that takes visitors through the real town and full size of Clonakilty. So you can visit the Explore Cork by Cork County Council for other Cork attractions. And we will be giving away tickets for families for Ballyhass Lakes, for Foot Golf in Belgooley, Monkey Maze, Cork City Bus Tours, Cork Harbour Boat Hire, Blarney Castle, the Farm Granada, the West Cork Activity Centre, Lagoon Activity Centre, Clonakilty Adventure Centre, Fastnet Tour, Cape Clear Ferries, Mitchelstown Caves, and much, much more, too numerous to mention. But today, it is West Cork Railway Village. We're going to open the lines now on 0818 104 106. Caller 9, please, you and the family to Clonakilty and to West Cork Railway Village. Thank you for listening to the Neil Prendeville Show this morning, and my thanks to the show's producers, Vivian McCarthy and Seamus Whelan. We're back tomorrow after news at 9. Have a great day and enjoy the sunshine.